May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I'd like to add to our two readings this morning a third, a reading from the Good News of William Brown, according to Richmal Crompton. William awoke and rubbed his eyes. It was Christmas Day, the day to which he looked forward with mingled feelings for 12 months. It was a jolly day, of course, with presents, turkeys, crackers, and staying up late. On the other hand, there were generally too many relations around. Too much was often expected of one, and the curious taste displayed by people who gave one presents was often marring to one's pleasure. He looked around his bedroom expectantly. A copy of Portraits of Our Kings and Queens he put aside as beneath contempt. Things a boy can do was more promising, and after inspecting a penknife, a pocket compass, and a pencil box which shared the same fate as Portraits of Our Kings and Queens, William returned to the mischievous book, Things a Boy Can Do. He leapt out of bed and dressed, and then he began to arrange his own gifts to his family. For his father, he had bought a bottle of highly coloured sweets, and for his elder brother Robert, aged 19, he had expended a vast sum of money on a copy of Pirates of the Bloody Hand. These gifts had cost him much thought. The knowledge that his father never touched sweets and that Robert professed scorn of pirate stories had led him to hope that the recipients of his gifts would make no objection to the unobtrusive theft of them by their recent donor in the course of the next few days. So singing Christians Awake at the top of his lusty young voice, he went along the landing, putting his gifts outside the doors of his family and pausing to yell, Happy Christmas! As he did so, and from within he was greeted, in each case, by muffled groans. He went downstairs into the hall, still singing. It was earlier than he thought, just 5 o'clock. I don't know what your day has been like so far, but I hope that your Christmas morning routine didn't too closely resemble that of the Brown household. William's ingenious Machiavellian gift-giving scheme came too late for me to put to use this year. But there's always 2022, when I will buy my wife a large altar copy of the Book of Common Prayer, bound in calfskin and illuminated with gold leaf. It recently came to my attention that Christian thinkers have begun to learn from the scientific process in order to work out problems of the faith. A group from the Divinity Faculty, their brightest and best theologians, have proven that there is a simple cure for anyone who struggles to believe in a literal hell. All one needs do is pop down to the Grafton Centre or the Grand Arcade in the few days before Christmas, and the glimpse of interminable torment will firmly install even the greatest sceptic with the fear of God. Now, whether this is true or not, it is true that Christmas shopping and the giving of presents is more or less an unavoidable part of this season. What a very long way we seem to have come from John's philosophical meditation on the incarnation which the prayer book set for today's gospel, the ultimate teleological tongue twister. That light was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which are born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Even a tertiary reading of this passage, however, reveals that the idea of gift is not actually that alien to the real meaning of Christmas. What St. John is getting at is the greatest of all gifts, the giving of oneself. And in this beautiful and marvelous case, God giving himself to humanity. This is at once the brilliantly simple and extraordinarily complex secret to the imitation of Christ, which is the vocation of all Christians. I'm sorry to do this first thing in the morning. It seems a little unfair, but I promise it'll be over quickly. So here it is. It is by receiving Christ in his humility and his love that we too become gifts to the world. If we receive him and allow him to transform our lives, filling us with his grace and truth, then we will be lights in the world and vessels of transformation Christmas is the beginning of this particular story, but it can't be separated, as our gradual hymn showed us, from the institution of Holy Communion or from Christ's death and resurrection. As we receive him spiritually in communion, by grace our lives can become gifts, and in consuming Christ, our consumption of others and of things stops. Instead, we become food and life for others, rather than gobbling them up for our own satisfaction. And may you receive the gift of Christ, spiritually at his nativity, and here physically in Holy Communion. And in doing so, be transformed from consumer to gift. And so we pray that the Holy Child of Bethlehem descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in and be born in us today. Amen.